Hello and welcome to the program. An Asian aid convoy carrying food and medical supplies for besieged Palestinians has arrived in the Gaza Strip.
Free, free Gaza!
Free, free Gaza!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
From the river to the sea,
Palestine will be free!
Gaza!
Viva, viva Gaza!
Viva, viva Palestina!
Viva, viva Palestina!
Viva, viva Gaza!
Viva, viva Gaza!
Viva, viva Palestine!
Viva, viva
Gaza! Viva, viva Gaza!
To all the countries of the past, India and Pakistan and Iran, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, in each country, we saw the love and the emotions that the people had for the land of Palestine.
It's called the Asia to Gaza Solidarity Caravan. It entered the coastal strip through the Rafah border crossing with Egypt early on Monday. 105 human rights activists gathered at the crossing. Most of them flew to Egypt from Syria, and 8 activists arrived at the Egyptian port of Al-Arish on board a ship. But their fellow Iranian activists, including 7 lawmakers, were not allowed to come along. This after Egyptian authorities stopped them from entering Egypt. Earlier, 2 Israeli warships chased a ship carrying activists in international waters. Our correspondent in Gaza, Ashraf Shannon, has the latest news about the convoy. Viewer discretion is advised, though, as the following video contains flash photography.
The members of the Asia Aid convoy wrapped up the press conference and headed to Gaza City for the night, where they plan tomorrow to tour the Gaza Strip and to see firsthand what has happened for the people under the siege. As everyone knows, the Gaza aid convoy has been left Asia or India from the beginning about a month ago, and they were planning to reach Gaza on the 27th of December, on the second anniversary of Israel's war on Gaza, but due to Egyptian delays, that did not happen. From what I heard from the convoy members, they were not provided with any reason for not allowing them. They're also not allowing some of the aid that the Iranian nation has donated to Gaza.